Welcome to Tardi Melcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 53. The last perek described the ultimate geula and how to get there. The last three psukim of the last perek were actually the beginning of a nevuah that concludes with the 12th psukim of this perek. We interpreted those psukim according to the pshat and the medrash about how the nations will react to either the salvation of the Jewish people, which is the pshat, or the rise of Mashiach, which is the Midrash. The nations dismiss either the Jewish people or Mashiach at first, but then realize his greatness. These two approaches are found in this perek as well. The Pshat approach is taught by Rashi and Radak, who say that the perek is talking about the Jewish people as a collective whole and how they suffer in Galus. The Targum in the Midrash says that this perek is referring to Melech HaMashiach, who will suffer before his ultimate arrival. We will be studying this perek first with the Pshat explanation of Rashi, and then with the Midrashic explanation of the Ramban. The Ramban generally does not provide a commentary on Nach, as he writes on Chumash and Gemara. However, James I of Spain ordered a debate between the Ramban and an apostate Jew, who is a Dominican friar, Pablo Cristiani, about the validity of Judaism versus Christianity and whether the Mashiach had already arrived. They refused to allow the Ramban to refute Christianity's interpretation of this perek in the debate. He included his interpretation in his Sefer HaVikuach, which is a record of his arguments in the debate. Let's first look at the Peshat approach of Rashi. The Perek begins with the nations asking each other. Pasuk 1. Mi ha'amin l'shmuasenu. Who would have believed our report about what we have witnessed about this nation who has become great? Had we heard about it from others, we never would have believed it. Uzro'ah Hashem almi niglasa. The arm of Hashem, Hashem's strength, was never seen by anyone before this time like it has been seen now. Historically, the Jewish people were like, Pasuk 2, Vayal ki yonek lifanav v'kha'shoresh me'eretz tzia. They were growing up like a sapling, like a root in a dry ground. This nation is being compared to a tree that has no nutrients and has no water providing it with any sustenance. This nation was weak, insignificant, small, shapeless, and ugly. No one thought that they should pay attention to this nation or think that they were anything special. Instead, this nation, the Jew, was, Pasuk 3, Nivzeh v'chadal ishim, despised and shunned by others. Ish mach'ovos v'yidua choli. He was a man of suffering, who was very familiar with disease. The bad reputation of the Jew made it difficult for him. The Jews tried to keep to themselves, to hide from the judgments of others, but this did not help either. Uchimaster panim mimenu, nivzeh v'lo chashavnuhu. And as one who hid his face from the other nations, he was despised, and we thought nothing of him. The nations hated the Jew, whether he was visible to others or stayed hidden in his own areas. The nations thought that Hashem was punishing them, the Jews, rightfully, and they deserved how much they were being tormented. The nations only later realized, Chalayenu hu nasa, umachovenu sivalam. He is bearing our suffering and enduring our suffering. The nations chose to torture him. It was not from Hashem. It was not the Jews' fault, and they couldn't blame Hashem. It was their own cruelty that the Jewish people were forced to bear. In their countries, in these foreign countries, the Jews always found himself to be the scapegoat. Two enemies would be fighting over every single point, politics, land, but they could agree about one thing, their Jew hatred. Pasuk 5. V'hu mecholal mipsheinu. He was wounded because of our sins. He got blamed for everything. Musar shlomeinu alav. He bore the rebuke that allowed there to be peace for the whole world. Uvechavuraso nir palanu. And by his wounds, the fact that he was a scapegoat, we were all healed. When everyone blamed the Jew, then everyone could get along. If there is a problem in society, they just had to say it was the Jew's fault, and then miraculously, they no longer had any problems. Everyone followed along with this hatred. Pasuk 6. Kulanu katzon ta'inu, ish ledarko paninu. We all went astray like sheep, each of us going on our own way. Hashem, though, punished the nations for this choice that they made to always blame and hurt the Jews. The nations hurt the Jews physically, and also insulted and berated them. Yet the Jews never responded. Instead, Pasuk 7, Kaseh latevach yuval ucharachel lifnei gozezeha. He went silently, like a sheep to slaughter, like a sheep before his shearers. Finally, at the time of the Geula, the nations will admit that they harmed the Jewish people, and this harm has now ended. Pasuk 8, Me'otzer u'mimishpat lukach, from imprisonment and judgments to torment them he was taken. Hashem took the Jews out of Galus from all of their pain. V'es doro mi'yesocheach. Who can tell how many generations have passed through this torment? The nations cut the Jews off from living in Eretz Chaim, the living land of Eretz Israel, and they tormented them when they lived outside of Eretz Israel. Through all the torment and insult, the Jews stayed true to Hashem. They were willing to die al kiddush Hashem rather than to compromise on their faith. Pasuk 9, Vayitein asher sha'am kivro. He gave his grave to the wicked. He said to the wicked, kill me, put me in the grave. It's fine. I don't care. The Jew was willing to be killed. Aloha masasa. For terrible things that he was accused of that he never did. Velo mirma bepiv. But there was not deceit in his mouth. He would never deny Hashem or accept idolatry. This torment was happening because, Pasuk 10, Hashem chafetz dako hecheli. Hashem wanted to crush him with illness to cause the Jews to do tshuva. When a Jew gives up his life to sanctify Hashem's name, it erases the debt for the sins that sent the Jewish people into Galus. The results of this acceptance would be Yireh Zara Yarich Yamim V'Chefetz Hashem B'Yado Yitzlach. He would see his children living a long time, and Hashem wants them to be successful. There was one way to see if the Jew was living according to the correct ideals in Galus. Pasuk 11, Me'amal Nafsho Yireh Yispa. From the work of his soul, he would be satisfied. He would work to eat, but would never steal from others to make money. He would also judge with righteousness any court cases that came before him. And finally, he would bear the sin he would forgive those who sinned against him. Because this is how the tzaddikim acted in Galus, Hashem promises, Pasuk 12, Lachein achalek lo varabim. Therefore, I will give him a portion of the land with the avos hakadoshim. The tzaddikim were willing to suffer to atone for the sins of the generation. He bore the sins of many and interceded for those transgressors. Because the tzaddik suffered, there was a lot of good that came into the world. Rashi interpreted the perek to mean that the harsh galus was a choice made by the nations against the Jews who suffered for generations. When the Jew lives according to the highest ideals, they will be rewarded. The Ramban explains what the Midrash means when it says that the Perek is talking about Mashiach and why the Christians have misinterpreted the Perek. The Christians believe that this Perek is talking about the fact that the Messiah will die for the sins of the people. The Ramban explains how this is not the case. In the last Perek, the nations were astonished by the appearance of Mashiach. This Perek begins with their initial response to his arrival. Pasuk 1. Mi ha'amin lishmua senu. Who would have believed the news about Mashiach coming? Uzroa Hashem al min niglasa, and that the arm of Hashem will be supporting Mashiach, the one to whom he was revealed, and who is meant to save the Jewish people. The nations are incredulous that this Mashiach is the one whom they have interacted with. He could be compared to a weak tree that is underwhelming. It seemed like it would never grow to produce fruit. As a leader, Mashiach has no army, and when he comes to save people, he will be riding on a donkey, just like Moshe Rabbeinu returned to Mitzrayim from Midian. It was a very underwhelming image. Next, the Navi explains how much Mashiach suffers because the Jewish people are not trying to bring the Geula. Mashiach is, Pasuk 3, Ish mach ovos vidua choli, a man in pain who knows illness. It hurts Mashiach when he sees that Yisrael is sinning. Their sins cause the delay of his arrival and stop him from being the king on this nation and bringing them to perfection. Mashiach wants the Geula to come so much that he gets sick from his pain of seeing the situation and his strong desire to redeem the Jewish people and not being able to do so. Pasuk 4, Achein chalayenu hu nasa umach ovenu sivalam. Surely our illness he did bear and our pain he carried. The people should feel sick when they reflect on how they are acting, but they do not. Instead, it is Mashiach who recognizes the issues and feels sick over what is happening. Rather than reflecting on whether what they are doing is correct, the Jewish people thought Mashiach to be weak and poor. Nagua mukei elokim umeune, stricken, struck by Hashem and afflicted. While Mashiach is sick over the state of the Jewish people, Pasuk 5, uvachavura so nir palanu, his wounds heal us. Hashem forgives the Jewish people for their sins because of his merit. The fact that the people are still in Galus is their fault. Pasuk 6. Kulanu katzon ta'inu. We are all like sheep that have gone astray. The Jewish people's priorities were all wrong. They spent all their time in Galus focused on their business and enjoying the world. Ish ledarko paninu. Each man is going on his own way, paying attention to his home and his business, never thinking about the broader picture and how much better life could be. They should have cried day and night to be forgiven. Had they done so, the geula would have come right away. Without this tshuva, the end of Galus is delayed. This behavior causes Mashiach untold pain, so it is as if Vashem hifkia bo es avon kulanu. Hashem struck him for the sin of all of us. The people don't pay attention to how much they are contributing to the delay, even though it pains Mashiach greatly. The next section of this parak describes how Mashiach reacts to the disrespect from the Jewish people and from the other nations. When Mashiach comes riding on a donkey, like Moshe Rabbeinu came, the guards at the entrance to the city torment him with insults and harassment. They also insult Hashem, in whose name he came. But, Pasuk 7, V'lo yiftach piv, he doesn't open his mouth. He doesn't say that Hashem has sent me here to destroy you. He doesn't get into a personal argument. He continues his mission, talking to the people and the other nations, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did, where he told Paro that he should send out the nation to serve Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashiach did not become personal, but rather focused on his message to spread Hashem's name. Kaseh latevach yuval, he is like a sheep to the slaughter. He thought that even if they threaten to kill him, he will continue to do the will of Hashem teaching the people. He feels this is his obligation. He doesn't expect a miracle to save him. He is committed to doing that which is right, even if it hurts him. What concerns Mashiach the most is Pasuk 8, V'es doro mi yisocheach. Who will talk to his generation? Who will teach them the ways of Hashem? This is his main concern. His main concern is teaching the people. He does not care about his own life, only about the Jewish people. He assumes that in all likelihood, Pasuk 9, Vayitain es Risha'im Kivro, that the wicked of the other nations will put him in the grave, they will kill him to stop him from teaching others, V'es Ashir Bimosav, the rich with his death. There are also wealthy Jews who don't want the Jews to change, as it would impact their lifestyle. They will also contribute to his death, as they don't want to see society change at all. All this is happening, the torment and the insults and the fear, Alo Hamas Asa, but he didn't do anything wrong to the other nations. Velo Mirma Bepiv, and he did not trick anyone with his mouth, specifically referring to the wealthy, corrupt Jews. After describing the sacrifice of Mashiach and how he was willing to give up his life, the Navi describes what his reward will be. Pasuk 10, V'Hashem Chafetz Dako Hecheli. Hashem wants to crush him with illness. Hashem wants to give Mashiach the role of being upset by the people's actions so that he can earn merits. Im tasim ashem nafsho. When Mashiach bears all of the insults and does not complain, he will be rewarded. Yireh zera yarich yamim. He will see his children for many days. Mashiach will live forever. This is one of the biggest refutations of Christianity. In their religion, the Messiah dies. Here, the Pasuk says that the Mashiach will live forever without death. This will happen, v'chafetz Hashem b'yado yitzlach, because that which Hashem wanted, for there to be a ke'ula, has been successful in his hands. He will teach all the nations to know and serve Hashem. Pasuk 11, me'amal nafsho yireh yispa. From the work of his soul, trying to teach and not being upset about his lack of honor, Mashiach will be given tremendous insights. B'da'ato yatztik tzadik avdi. With his understanding, he will be able to identify who is a tzadik and who is worthy of salvation and who is not. V'avonosam hu yisbol. He will bear their sins by teaching the people to do tshuva, and as a result, all of the world will be his servants. The parak concludes, Pasuk 12. Tachas asher he'era lamaves nafsho. Because he bared his soul until death. Mashiach was willing to sacrifice his life for the Jewish people. He did not have any more sins, just those of his nation, which would be forgiven. In this parak, according to Rashi, Yeshayahu describes life for the Jewish people in the time of Mashiach. During Galus, the Jews suffer from torment and antisemitism. Because the Jews refuse to abandon Hashem and are willing to risk their lives for Hashem, they are saved forever. According to the Ramban and the Midrash, this parak describes the initial reaction to Mashiach by the non-Jewish nations. Mashiach is upset and finds himself sick over the sins of the Jewish people, as it is preventing the salvation from coming. He is willing to give up his life to teach the Jewish people the proper way to act. In the end, Mashiach will get a huge reward and will live forever. This parak has some fundamental ideas and lessons that we don't often think about. Large-scale wars have been fought over less important topics than are found in our complex parak. One thing we remember is that Jew hatred is a feature of Gullus. It serves a purpose for the other nations and is directed by Hashem. Our job in these challenging conditions is to recommit ourselves to living life as dictated by Hashem so that we can merit Geula and leave this terrible Gullus behind. Thank you for learning together, Li'ilui Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.